Good morning, guys. I'm pumped up. I'm ready. You guys ready?
Yep.
I like it. We are great at moving on, guys. We go from one event to the next, to the next, to the next. And Christmas is a perfect example. We start putting up Christmas like November 1st, right? Because Hallmark says we have to. And we're great at doing all of those things, and it's like as soon as Christmas is over, the tree's gone, everything's gone. Well, the church actually says now, Christmas is over. So we're good. Are we tidying things up? We put it away. You guys get things done in your life, and you like move on to the next thing, right? We heard John all during, about John the Baptist, all during Advent, didn't we? This is yes. Yes, we did. So why on earth are we hearing John the Baptist after Christmas? Well, there's going to be plenty of time to move on and do things, and you're going to be asked to do that. But we stop right now and reflect, and you have to make this determination. Not me, not Father Bijou, although he alluded to it as he opened the Mass. You have to make this determination. Did you hear it in the Gospel? John the Baptist says, "Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Now, I will note that as soon as I said that, and I said, the Gospel of the Lord, and you said, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We should be pumped up about that. I dare say you should be pumped up about that, but here's the thing you have to determine for you and your life. Is that statement true in your life? Is he the Son of God that has come down to save us? That's the determination. And that's the question you have to wrestle with in your life, and especially starting today. Because so many times, we get stuck at the wood of the cradle, and I love that song, Wood of the Cradle, Wood of the Cross, at Christmas time, because it does show clearly what Christ came to do. But wood of the cradle, and for those that know who Ricky Bobby is, we get stuck on the infant baby Jesus with the golden fleece diaper, right? That's who we like. And we forget that this infant baby Jesus does grow up, and he is the Son of God. Do you believe that? Is that how you look at things in your life? Because so many times, all of us, from time to time, tend to say, yeah, I know Jesus is born. Yep, I see him. I want him that far away from me, though, because he's going to ask me to do something. I just know he is, and I don't want to do it. Yep, he's moving over there. You stay that far away from me. Unless you feel neglected, you see him too, and you say, stay that far away. And Christ says, come to me, follow me. And if your statement is that of John the Baptist, you say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then I dare say you're in. Are you ready to follow him? Are you ready to change how you do things? Well, you get a new beginning, new year. And for those that are doing New Year's resolutions, bless you. Although there's two that I think are fantastic. Doing the Bible, reading the Bible in a year. If you haven't done that, do it. And Father Mike Schmitz is doing catechism in a year, one day at a time. Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you haven't done that, fantastic. Do that too. Make the determination and start living your life in accord to that. Getting over yourself. So I wrote down something because I'm like, here's some things I'd love to see. And when I wrote it, I'm like, oh, that's good. I can't remember that, though. I personally would like to walk from the shadows of hatred and mistrust to light of peace, provide healing to brokenness, and mending relationships not only with one another, but with Christ. That's kind of my dream. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate someone else that had a great speech about a dream. I invite you to ponder, what is it you want? How do you intend to follow Christ? And what do you want people to see? What do you want your own vision to be on how you're going to live your life? Have you thought about it? If not, here's your invitation to think about it. I also challenge you, some point tomorrow, to listen to the complete I Have a Dream speech by Dr. King. And there was someone urging him on that most people don't know about. On the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial, there was a gospel singer named Mahalia Jackson. If you don't know who Mahalia Jackson is, this is another invitation. Learn who she is. And she said that no one else could hear, tell them your dream, Martin. Tell them your dream. And that's why he broke into that speech. Mahalia Jackson was introduced to me by Father Don Hill, God rest his soul. She is a fantastic singer, long since left this earth. Listen to one song. Do yourself a favor. Listen to one song by Mahalia Jackson. You can ask Alexa to play it. You can ask your Echo to play it. You can go to YouTube and put that in. But it's Mahalia Jackson, Walk in Jerusalem. Walk in Jerusalem. Do yourself a favor and just listen to the I Have a Dream speech and Mahalia Jackson saying, Walk in Jerusalem. See if it changes you. See if it provides better focus on what you want to do and what you want your life to be. Because we all have dreams of what we want our life to be and how we want to live our life, how we want our children to live their lives, and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, what we want the world to look like. Instead of keeping Christ at arm's length, put down our arms and say, I'm in. But it all stems from this one last statement from John the Baptist, that he says he is the Son of God. And that's the question. And don't be afraid of your answer, that you have to be poised to answer this day, and I dare say the rest of your life. And if you say he is the Son of God, I invite you to change your life and follow.